An open letter to the CBRM criticizing the new Call to Haul heavy garbage program posted to Facebook has received over 40,000 views. Sydney Mines resident Shauna McKeegan posted the letter after scheduling a Call to Haul pickup for her heavy garbage, only to find it wouldn't be happening until 3 months later.
I had called for the Call to Haul service. And when I called, I was told that the earliest time I could schedule a pickup was August 27th. And I said, well, that's 3 months from now. So I had a few questions about that, which they couldn't answer, about why it would take so long.
She says she called CBRM Solid Waste but did not receive a satisfactory response.
And I thought, well, maybe I'll just reach out on my own Facebook page and just ask people, you know, what their experience was and how they were finding the Call to Haul program. Well, about 5 days after I posted, I got an email from Facebook. And I thought, well, that's odd. Why would I be getting an email from Facebook? And when I did look at the email, Facebook had offered to put ads on my post because it had been viewed 40,000 times. And I thought, wow, 40,000 people looked at the post and are interested in the program.
After making the post, McKeegan reached out to her counselor, District 1 Counselor Gordon McDonald, who referred her back to Solid Waste.
2 days after I left messages, I got a call from Solid Waste telling me that they would not be answering any questions from me because I did say to them at one point that I was, you know, kind of cheekily writing an article. And so when Solid Waste called me and said that they wouldn't answer any questions, that I was being referred to the CBRM Communications Department.
She says CBRM Communications responded by asking for her questions. McKeegan says the response she received did not answer them, and she felt the need to push the issue.
Nobody seems willing to talk about it. I heard words like, there's a backlog, we knew there'd be a lot of calls. And so I felt like the 40,000 people that looked at the post deserved, you know, to know what exactly the CBRM has said about the program.
She spoke about the responses she got from people to the post.
Well, the reaction was, as we know, most people were very upset that the unique way that we had of getting rid of heavy garbage no longer exists. The people on Facebook, people have reached out and said, I don't find anything wrong with the service. I've already had 3 separate pickups for my heavy garbage.
McKeegan says she also received comments criticizing the new tipping fees program at waste management sites in Sydney and North Sydney. But McKeegan says she's just looking for answers.
I think I just want to make sure that, again, I did reach out to my counselor and he did refer my inquiry to the proper channels, which is what he's supposed to do. Again, it's not a witch hunt about this. It's just a need for them to be transparent, which I think is something they talk about quite a bit. And so now they need to really be transparent about this program and how it works.
Meanwhile, McKeegan's counselor, Gordon McDonald, responded to some of her claims.
Well, as far as the delaying the Call to Haul, I mean, some of that stuff was expected to be held up because of the stories of everybody having it for the full year. Hopefully these delays will release themselves out by the end of this first year of this project we're trying. So as far as communication goes, I did reach out to Shauna, or she did reach out to me. I did reach out back to her as recently as, I believe, yesterday or even possibly Wednesday. Communications has also reached out to her for the second time, explaining the situation and how those situations may be running or could run better in the future. But there's been communication with Mrs. McKeegan. on that level, whether it's from me or from our communications department with City Hall.
The Call to Haul program started in May of this year, replacing the previous annual heavy garbage pickup. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.